The first reading today in the Acts of the Apostles speaks of a growing tension that is mounting between not only the Jewish community and the fledgling Christian community, but also a tension that is growing between the Roman Empire and the Jewish community. The beginning of that passage says that both Aquila and Priscilla, they left Rome because the emperor was ordering all of the Jews to leave. That's why in Rome, across the Tiber River, there's a place called Trastevere. It's where the old Jewish synagogue of Rome is. It's across the Tiber. They were kicked out of Rome, and so had to make their dwelling on the other side of the river. This mounting tension between the Roman Empire and the Jews will come to a head because of the Christian community. It was one thing for the Jewish community to have believers that were of Gentile origin. But in the Christian incorporation of a whole new community of Gentiles into the community, it begins to set in motion a great tension between the powers that be, the Roman Empire, the cult, the worship of the state, the official religion of the Roman Empire, and this Jewish community and this Christian community. It will lead to the point where the Jews must separate themselves from the Christian community in order to preserve themselves. In the gospel text, we're coming to the end of the Last Supper discourse, and I am grateful because I don't know whoever put the lectionary together, but literally six verses of this gospel passage of the 8 or 10 is exactly the same line. And I say, go ahead, preach on that. It's like, come on. I know you're running out of verses. Jesus was supposed to be ascended to his Father today, but so we slipped this other passage in there so that you can get to Sunday. We hear what Jesus says, and we don't know if he is speaking about his death, then in a little while his resurrection, or if it's anticipating his ascension to the Father, and then days later his return on the day of Pentecost. I think the most striking part of what he says, though, is the prophetic word about how the apostles, the disciples, will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. And then that will be flipped and set on its head. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. I don't know, my brothers and sisters, I don't know what people are going through in these days and these things, but if you were just to simply take those five last words, your grief will become joy. And if you were actually to take those words seriously as a promise from Jesus to you personally, you could write it on the wall and reread it over and over and over and over. Put quote marks around it. Jesus said to me, put your name underneath it. Your grief will become joy. Only God has the power to do that. You know, it's interesting. We've been joking a lot lately at some of the meetings we had where we're going to create a watermark for the papers and any letters and any emails or anything that's being sent out at this time, any budgets that are being created, and a watermark on the bottom is going to say, behind everything, it's going to say COVID-19. So everything produced during this time will have that as a watermark, as something behind the scenes that we're like, well, that was the budget that we did during the COVID-19 thing, so it was completely wrong. Or, you know, we had no idea what it was going to be come 2 months from now, or 3 months from now, or a year from now. Do you remember 5 months ago, January? Things were normal, weren't they? One thing happened in the world, and the whole world has been turned upside down. Do you think it's possible for one thing to happen and the whole world to be turned back right side up? Why not? If 5 months ago we had no idea how our world would become May, the end of May, Memorial Day weekend plans, airplane tickets purchased, hotel reservations, time off, ready to go. If one thing can turn the world upside down, do we imagine that it is impossible for one thing to make it right? I think we have to be a people who believe that to be true. Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead changed everything. His ascension to the right hand of the Father to complete his mission, the offering, not the blood of bulls and goats, but the very offering of himself, his flesh and blood, there before the altar of God in heaven, to reconcile all of the world and all of creation to himself. That changed everything. And Jesus' return to pour the gift of his Holy Spirit upon the entire body of the church changed everything. We don't know what the world will be like 5 months from now. Don't speculate. But God can act. And everything can change. He has done it so many times. Please, my brothers and sisters, take the words of the gospel text to heart today. Not the a little while and a little longer, see me in a little while, not that part. Unless you want to. I'm not going to. Your grief will become joy. Amen.